Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about starting a demolition company. Most of the construction and renovation companies do not do all the work on their own. They rather perform to give a few jobs to other contractors. It also is not possible for a mid-sized construction company to manage all the work on their own. They may not have the required heavy equipment at their disposal, and they will not want to buy the machines just to get one particular work done. It is therefore preferred to invite contractors who can do the work, the set of work for them, and pay them a good price for the job. In the construction site, one of the most important jobs is the demolition of existing structures, and that is a part of the work to require a number of heavy equipment. Now, a construction company can't afford to buy every kind of heavy equipment that is required for demolition purpose, and this is why they let out the work to demolition companies. It makes ample sense to start a demolition company where you need to possess some heavy equipment that is predominantly used for the demolition jobs. You know, just like shears, crushers, stuff like that on your excavators. There are many such demolition companies that are making good chunk of money doing this work. There are of course a few challenges one has to go through during the initiative phase, but once the business kickstarts, the rest all falls in place. Next, we'll be discussing on a few reasons why one would want to start a demolition company. You know, it's very profitable. All right, here we go. Number one, less investment. To start any type of company, the first thing that you need to crack your brain for this is arrange capital. No company can be started without requiring an amount of financial inflow in it. This is probably the only form of business where the amount of capital that you need is less and still can manage to get the business from the people. All you need is a few competent men and women who know their job, an office space from where you can operate your business, and some heavy equipment that you can use for demolition work. Once you possess these three things, all you have to do is hunt for the work. Meet as many construction companies as you can and tell them all about the existence of your company and the experience that you own. You will for sure give your business if you have a bit old in this profession. They will for sure give you business if you have a bit old in this profession. You know, if you've had experience working for another demolition company, then you go on your own, people are going to know you. So ultimately, you can form a demolition company with absolutely very less capital. And then finally, no need of a sharp technical know-how. To start a demolition company, you need not too sharp technical know-how. All you need to know is how to do the business, you know, and learn that from working for another demolition company for years. Having said this, you definitely need to have some basic information about heavy equipment and machinery or anything else that has to do with demolition, or else people that might take you for a ride. You know, you got to know your business. And just that, in order to start a demolition company, you need not to have a college degree or you need to do some hard core studies. You know, you got just to get the experience and work for a different demolition company. That's what, you know, what I would do. You only need to know your items well. If you just experience by working on demolition company, it will always work as an advantage for you, you know. And again, you know, you just got to learn it. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.